Tantor Audio presents The Man He Became, How FDR Defied Polio to Win the Presidency, by James Tobin. Narrated by Charles Constant. One of the central problems facing anyone dealing with Franklin Roosevelt's personal history was just what made him the man he became. Joseph Alsop. Prologue. March 4, 1933. The Capitol. Franklin D. Roosevelt sat in a plain chair waiting to be summoned to the chamber of the United States Senate. It was 11:30 in the morning on the day of his inauguration as President of the United States. At noon, he was to watch his running mate, John Nance Garner of Texas, take the oath as Vice President. Then he would walk outside for his own swearing-in at 1 o'clock. He was waiting in the room reserved for the Senate's Committee on Military Affairs. Several assistants sat with him, among them his eldest son, James, always called Jimmy, 26 years old, brawny and an inch or two taller than his father. At 10 minutes to noon, someone looked in and said they were ready for him in the Senate. Roosevelt hitched himself to the edge of the chair, placed his hands on his thighs, and pushed until his legs were straight out in front of him. He felt through the fabric of his trousers for metal locks on the custom-made braces that encased his legs. Then he snapped the lock shut so his knees would not buckle when he rose. Jimmy stood and faced him. Father and son grasped each other by the arms, and, with a quick heave, the elder Roosevelt rocked up onto his feet and straightened at the waist. With one hand he grasped a wooden cane. With the other he held Jimmy's arm. Under his trousers, the bars and cuffs and belts of his braces held his legs rigid from his heels to his buttocks. His cane, his son, and his own stiffly braced lower body